Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast. Listen live weekday mornings, 8 to 9:30, or anytime you like as a podcast on the Tom Bernard app at TomBernardShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The day has finally arrived. Your Minnesota Twins take the field today. Was it a 3 o'clock start, I think?
Yeah, I think it's a 3:10 first pitch.
3:10. Yeah, there you go. First pitch, Kansas City and the Twins. It's first game of the year, so we'll see. Luckily, we're in a pretty bad division because not the greatest. People already asked. That's amazing because I've had several people ask me about the light, happy music. Here it is.
There it is.
Yeah, 3:10 first pitch. And I think, like you were saying, Tom, it's a weak division. It should be theirs to take and make a spot in the playoffs.
That's what I'm thinking. I got to believe they're going to win the division. The division's terrible, but I am not encouraged by that preseason. That was horrendous. So who knows? We'll see. We were just talking about before the show, the communication now is not what it used to be. Like we were using an example. Like I never hear from anybody. Nobody ever calls me from the show or whatever. I talk to Dan Seaman once in a while. That's about it. But, and I ask from friends, they go, oh yeah, that's how it is now. Nobody ever communicates with one another. And I said, well, we talked about this, like, okay, so I'm the shortstop, and there's a ground ball hit to me. Well, I stopped it. I have it in my glove. I did my part. Why do I have to throw it over to you? That's how the world is now. Why did it get like that? Why doesn't anybody want to do, like, teamwork? Is teamwork just out?
I think it's a lot like the group projects back in the day in school. We're all traumatized from that, where you're like, I did all the work, and this person did nothing, and so people will go, I know that I should probably go tell so-and-so because this person didn't do their job, but I'm just going to sit here and watch this play out and go,
yeah,
I told you so.
But it doesn't help the people who didn't hurt you. It's the other guy who hurt you, but you're hurting them, and that makes no sense.
Yeah, it definitely brings down, it hurts the entire company or the entire group when you don't just pick up the slack of the other person, but nowadays it feels like people are like, ah, we'll make that sacrifice if it maybe gets this other person out the door or makes them look bad because they didn't do their job.
Yeah, I suppose that's what it is. I don't know, whatever the deal is. One thing I will tell you, on my walk today, I took I only got 3.5 miles in because I was out, I had to do other stuff. But 3.5 miles, still about almost halfway to my goal, so it all worked out. But I ran into zero people today on the street who spoke English. Zero. Not one person spoke English. How are we doing with the country? We're gonna have is English just going to go away? Is that the plan?
No, I don't think so.
No, well, I'd say Florida. I would say it's probably a lot like Southern California, where there are a lot of people that speak Spanish, and so you're gonna come into that situation probably more often than not.
Tevin, I got to ask you a question, and maybe AJ can put the picture up. Did you see the people that Joe Biden's taken on the road with him? Look, I got no dog in this fight. You love Biden, good for you. You love Trump, good for you. Whatever. It's got nothing to do with me. I don't know. I don't even know if I'll probably vote, but I don't have any idea what the hell I'm going to do. But did you see the team they put together to take on the road with them to ask people to vote for me? I think it's Obama. It's
Bill Clinton, I saw, was the
Bill Clinton, Obama, Bill Clinton, and Biden. Mm-hmm. Did you see their squad they're bringing with them on the road?
I have not, but I would assume that it's they picked one person of every nationality to check all the boxes.
Nope. Let me put it this way. If I were a black man in America today, I'd be going, why don't you use me a little more? Seriously. How do they not know that looking at that squad, you're just using black people to get other black people to vote for you? They're being used.
Yeah, and it's not really a strategy that I would say works because you could put every black person you've ever met on stage and say, vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump, and I'll be like, yeah, I think I'm good.
It's what I'm saying. Exactly. I said, look, I understand that black people have to have a – and it's not just black. It's Spanish people and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I think there's one honky, but I'm not sure. But I just – and again, you do what you do. If that's what Biden and those guys want to do, good for them. I'm happy for you and all the rest of it. But it just seems to me that you're using people for your own benefit.
Yeah, you would think that rather than just having a parade of, you know, minorities on stage, do mm-hmm. things in your day-to-day job that would make them want to vote for you, you shouldn't have to, you know, oh, AJ, I know that we've been screwing you over all year, but we got your cousin on stage, so maybe you should vote for us. No, like, do something good for the people, and then you'll get more votes.
Do you think we'll ever get to the point where we'll all be even keeled? It's like, okay, we've, you know... We cannot be responsible for something that happened 200 years ago, so we're doing the best we can right now. We're not using anybody for our own benefit, which they do all the time now. Can we all just be truly equal, or is that just never going to happen?
No, there will always be something that people will divide. Because, I mean, even in, you know, if you get a group of white people together or a group of black people together, even if it's all the same demographic, you're going to, they'll find ways to differentiate themselves from one another.
Yeah. I mean, you do what you do. If that's what they want to do, it's fine. But it's just so obvious to me you're using people for their skin color.
Yeah.
That bothers me.
It comes, you know, it comes down to like the lip service and ground service are
two different
things. Don't tell me I'm on the team. Show me I'm on the team.
Right.
You know, do something that, mm-hmm. that benefits me, that ropes me in, that I am like able to kind of see like, hey, this impacts me in a positive way. And that's going to, like you're saying, Tom, drive you to, okay, now I feel like that's the reason I should vote for you, not because you say, hey, look,
yes,
we're all together. We're on the same team.
Right. I'm not voting for either one of them because they showed me they got three black friends.
Yes.
that's exactly what I'm talking about, Devin. It's like, look who I'm hanging out with. I mean, you're not on this show because you're black. You're on this show because I've known you for 15 years or whatever. How long has it been?
I'll say about 15 years,
Yeah, it's about 15 years. So I was like... AJ, we gotta reach out and find a black person to be on so we can look. No. You're either on the show or you're not. You deserve to be on the show or you're not going to be on the show, right?
Right. It's like when Hillary Clinton, when she did the whatever freeze challenge on her plane. There was like the trendy video where like everybody takes a video of themselves like paused in the
mannequin
frozen
challenge.
Mannequin challenge. Yeah. There we go. And so,
well, that and then it was like within the next couple of days when that this is when Tom Pokemon Go, which was like a phone game, was super popular.
Right.
And
yes,
she's like,
right.
"How about we Pokemon Go to the polls?" And everybody's like, "Oh my God, don't get it. No. You just don't get it. Stop forcing it."
Yep.
Okay, now I got to mention one more thing because I know we got to get moving here and all the rest of it. But they were talking about Groundhog's Day and all that stuff on the national news this morning. Mm-hmm. I posted about this, and I'm very serious. If you name the space Gobbler's Knob, that means you've never had sex in your life.
Whoa.
Doesn't it?
Wait, where did this come from? Gobbler's Knob?
They were talking about Gobbler's Knob. That's where the what are they even? Little
the like a gopher hole?
That sounds like
gophers?
The hottest club in downtown Minneapolis. Gobbler's Knob.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, right here. Where are you headed? Hennepin Avenue, also known as Gobbler's Knob. But why the hell would you name anything? I suppose turkeys would stand on a hill or something, so it's Gobbler's Knob.
Yeah, that's what I would assume. It's got to be turkey related.
You can look it up if you want. And one more thing, a sad note for me, because I never met him in person, but I talked to him many, many times. Joe Lieberman died, and he was one decent human being. Here's a guy, he was a Democrat. In some ways, he was a hardline Democrat. In other ways, he was very giving. Joe Lieberman was a very smart man. He was the first Jew to ever be try to run for vice president. He was just a very, very nice man, a very smart man. I wish we had more guys like Joe Lieberman. And, of course, he was pushed aside because he wouldn't suck up to either. He was a Democrat, but he didn't suck up to all Democratic ideas. Or he wouldn't do that for the Republicans if you're a Republican either. We need more Joe Liebermans, and now we lost the one Joe Lieberman we had, which is very sad, don't you think?
Yeah, it's always sad to see, especially when it's like a political leader that you've kind of watched their career and you're like, oh, they've done so many great things, and they pass away. And it's always tough to deal with.
You know, it's so great because he was one of those guys. Every time I go, ladies and gentlemen, our special guest, Joe Lieberman, Thomas Barnard, how are you? It was never Tom. It was always Thomas. But then Gore Vidal, you remember him, the great writer, Gore Vidal, phenomenal writer. Every time he talked to me, he said, Mr. Barnard, how are you? Because I used to talk to him, not only on the show, but we'd call each other once in a while and just go over some ideas and all that stuff. Never met him in person. Same with Joe Lieberman. Never met him in person. But we had a phone relationship that was wonderful. So, Joe, if there's a heaven, I know you're there. And if there isn't, you're never going to know it anyway. So what the hell's the difference, right?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's true, isn't it?
No, you got a point.
It's all true. Oh, God, we got to get going. I'm sorry. But I wanted to say, I loved Joe Lieberman. Just a wonderful man. And Gore Vidal, too, by the way. Both dead now. Maybe you shouldn't come anywhere near Uncle Tom because you end up dead. Is that what it is?
Yeah, and don't turn 82.
I already got my will planned just for working.
I got it all covered. All right, we'll take a break. Be right back with Judd Zolgad in just a couple of seconds. Have you enjoyed Minnesota's non-winter this year? You want to enjoy the warmth whenever you want? Two Minnesotans can help you live that dream. Matt Carlson from Realty One Group Destination Key West grew up in Litchfield, Minnesota, started out helping his friends find homes locally and in Florida, and now can help you. If you've considered living in the warmth of Florida, now is the time to reach out to your new friend in Realty, Matt Carlson. It's a buyer's market now, and your Minnesotan friend, Matt, can help you with a new home here or in the Florida Keys. And if you need some guidance with financing, Kristen Eklund from Coast to Coast Mortgage can help. Kristen is Matt's preferred lender, can finance anywhere in Florida, and like Matt, is one of us, as she hails from the Sartell-Alexandria area. So if you're looking at a new home in Minnesota or maybe that second home or retirement place in Florida, trust your new local friends and contact Matt and Kristen. Visit onekeywest.com. That is onekeywest.com or call Matt 612-791-2345. That's 612-791-2345 and work with local professionals that you can trust.
Is that text you're sending so important that you miss your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys at minnesotapersonalinjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw and Bryant.
Mike Lindell, MyPillow employees, want to thank my listeners for all your continued support. They really do appreciate it. To thank you, they're having an overstock clearance and new product sale right now for the best prices ever when you use promo code TOM and you get free shipping on your entire order. Get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0. Also get 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived. Won't last long. Six-pack towel sets for only $29.98 and take advantage of the free shipping on larger items such as mattresses, mattress toppers, 100% made in the USA, on sale for as low as $99.99. Everything is on sale from the brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels that actually absorb, dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, and so much more. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-516-5146. Please use promo code TOM. Then you'll get free shipping on your entire order. So call 800-516-5146 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code TOM.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast. Listen live weekday mornings, 8 to 9:30, or anytime you like as a podcast on the Tom Bernard app at TomBernardShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to talk a little baseball here. There's no question. Oh, you know, I got to do something. I just found, and I don't know what happened, how it happened, but somebody stole my Twins hat. I had a brand new Twins hat, and it's gone.
Whoa.
What the hell's that all about?
When's the last time you saw it?
Well, it's been a long time because I was saving it to put her on this morning, you know. But it's just gone. I don't know what happened to it.
Do you suspect it comes from inside the family or no?
No, not inside the family, but, you know, okay. People come in here. Hey, I came in to clean the windows. It's like, oh, look at that Twins hat.
No, oh, man.
I don't know if that's what happened, but I can't find a damn thing.
Launch an investigation. Find out. Damn it, those hats are expensive.
But here's what I'm going to do instead.
All right.
I'm going to take care of this right now. I don't have a Twins hat, so at least I can support the Twin Cities with my St. Paul Saints hat.
Oh, I like that.
And what's the name of their new... They have a new, like, pig. What's it called?
Ozempig.
Ozempig. There you go.
Yeah, and they're getting heat for it.
What?
There's a Star Tribune story today that says they're getting heat for it. It's fat shaming. It's hilarious.
It's not fat shaming. It's helping people. Ozempic helps people. It doesn't make them fat. It makes them thin.
The Saints should. I haven't read the story, but the Saints quote to the Star Tribune said, "We told them to F off."
Good.
Good.
No. I'm saying that should be the quote. That's my quote.
That's my quote.
I haven't read the story, but the St. Paul Saints people should say, we told them to F off. Screw off. You can't make a big deal out of everything.
It's Ozempig. Ozempic.
It's
a matter of fact.
It's funny.
By coincidence, Catherine was talking to a friend of hers, a very close friend of the family, as a matter of fact, and she went on Ozempic, lost like 45 pounds, is the healthiest she's ever been. It's a good thing to name it Ozempig. It helps people.
Yeah, and plus it's just great. It's just a great name. It's just hilarious.
God, everybody is so incredibly touchy. Well, let me give you an example. Everybody, how touchy people are.
Yeah.
So I was on the site this morning checking out, you know, some posts on Facebook and all that stuff. And you can go to Tom Bernard show page and all that stuff appears there. But I have the Tom Bernard page too, the private one. And a guy posts, because I said, I'm telling you, I think the Twins are going to win the division. They're looking pretty strong. It's not that strong a division that they're going to win the division. And a guy posted, God, really? I thought you gave up drinking. Right? Which I thought was funny.
But apparently
he thought, as I was replying to it, I hadn't posted it yet.
Yeah.
He thought I'd be insulted, and he took it off the page. Like, you can put it back on there, Luke. I know it was you anyway.
And
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, it's a good line. That's a great line.
I quit drinking 13 years ago, man. We could talk about that too. It's good for me. Not you do what you do, I do what I do. I'm happy.
What I don't get about this whole culture thing now though is if you want to be offended by small stuff or, you know, the Ozempic, you're right. It's your right. Why does anyone have to care?
God, just calm
like at what point
down.
In time do we tell people, you know what, just buzz off? Like it will go home, be offended.
Yes.
Scream within your four walls. Nobody cares. The company doesn't care. Like, I'd love to see the Saints really come out. And as I said, perhaps they did. But the key to me is you got to push back. You know, you can't just be like, well, we're sorry if it offended. Screw off.
I agree 100%. I think it helps the product because it does help. Some people can't take it. I understand.
Right.
You know what's amazing to me about that? Oh, it's not a good thing about... But everybody got the COVID shot, and how are we doing with that? I'm not saying, look, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I don't know if the COVID shot worked or not. I took it, I think, three times and a booster a couple of times. So I went along with the program. I got it a couple of times. The second time I got it, it was a little worse, but it was never really horrible.
Yeah.
But it did not work for some people. Some people died from that disease because it didn't work. You know, you can't just, Ozempic, you can't talk. It helps people. Shut up.
Well, but I think the thing too here is this perception of fat shaming.
Oh,
how
no,
dare you,
Jesus.
Fat shame? Hey, you know what? Come back with me to the 70s in grade school, and
yeah.
You can see you want to see issues with shaming. And I was I was on receiving end too. So I'm not saying that I was the bully. I was on the receiving end of being mocked. And you know what? Toughened you up.
I agree.
I can see there's a difference. What I don't get is this, not to rant, but I don't understand the difference that people don't see between really mean-spirited, like mean.
Yep.
You know, like bullying and things like that. I'm cool with that BS. But, you know, fat shaming.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's one thing if you call the person, if you attack a person for being overweight. It's another to get offended by Ozempig.
Exactly. It's a pig. It's not that it's a human that eats like a pig. It actually is a pig.
Yes.
Jesus.
Calm down.
Everybody's got to shut up and calm. They really got to calm down. There's no question about
but
it.
But I love the name.
It's a great name.
It's
I love
hilarious.
The name.
Congratulations, Saints. I would have not thought of that in 1,000 years.
I think they did a great job. I love that stadium. I love going to their games. Oh. They're always fun. Great restaurants right around the area. I mean, it's just a great experience. Shut up.
No, right? You're right. Because that part of St. Paul was really sketchy for a long time.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it was basically abandoned and not great. And now they've done a great job. And you're right about, the restaurants.
Phenomenal.
Some great restaurants around there. And that ballpark, I mean, my God, that is a jewel of a small park. But, I mean, you go back and look at Midway Stadium, right?
Yes, sir.
And God bless it. It was fun to go to. But, I mean, it was a dump. And this place is gorgeous.
Yes. Did you ever play a game at Midway Stadium?
I never played a game, but, I mean, I saw a bunch of games there.
Yeah. We used to play softball there a lot back in the day.
Oh, okay.
And it was fun, man. I mean, yeah, it was not the best stadium I've ever seen. It was in a great location, right by the State Fair, kind of.
Yep.
A little south, I guess. But
good parking lot, too.
Yeah, great parking lot, no question about it. So, I mean, you can have fun. I mean, look at it. We stayed in the Dome for how many years? That place was a dump. We spent 52 whole million while everyone else is spending 500 million. That stadium was a dump, and we won two World Series in it.
And people now will swear by it because they grew up there. I'm like, okay. Met Stadium, I loved it.
Oh.
But I will acknowledge it was also pretty much a dump. It was basically an erector set.
Yes.
And if I'm not mistaken, they condemned those bleachers by third base.
I believe that is true.
I believe by the end they wouldn't let fans sit there because they were condemned. But I love this whole thing. Well, I missed the Dome, and the Dome was great. I'm like, actually, the Dome was never great. And because I was 11 when they moved and had become a huge baseball fan.
Yeah.
You know, I will go to my grave. One of my top five complaints at the Pearly Gates will be this. From the ages of 12 to 40, Tom, I was forced to watch indoor baseball. In other words, my prime drinking years. Think about this for a second, okay?
Yep.
My 20s, my prime drinking years, which should have been spent in bleachers, just absolutely sauced at an outdoor ballpark, were spent indoors.
Why are you looking at me? Because I may have done that before they built the Dome.
Well, I'm jealous of you, first of all. You got what I wanted, which
it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you another thing. Steve Hatley, who did middays at 1500 KSTP when I was working there, when beginning my career, he had a pair of Viking tickets on the third deck behind home plate. What a great place to watch a football game. I mean, you looked right down on the field and you saw everything happening. Sammy White, you could see his patterns from that high. You could see this guy's going to be wide open. I know exactly what he's doing. And he got wide open. You could see it from up there. It was wonderful.
That's the funny thing about the Met for football, because it was built for baseball. It wasn't a great baseball stadium, but it was an absolutely awful, for the most part, football stadium, aside from what you're talking about. I had a buddy whose dad had tickets, I think, through his corporation. I believe it was Honeywell at the time. 50-yard line, second deck. So second deck, 50-yard line. And he would take me occasionally, and I was there for the Browns game that Rashad caught the pass in. But what's funny is the worst seats for football in that entire stadium were the first deck, because you were so far away from the field.
Yes. Yep.
And if you were on the opposite field from the sidelines, and both teams, if you recall, were on the same sideline, you were behind all the TV camera. You couldn't see a damn thing. So you're right. The higher you got, the better it was.
No question, but I got to have one more. I was just thinking back, because I get these memories of 1500 KSTP. I was 18 years old. I think I was 17, actually, when I first started there. Mm-hmm. But I walk in, they got Knapp and Bush in the morning. Chuck Knapp became the program director a little later on. But they had Steve Hatley. They'd have Steve Shannon. They had Smoke and Joe Hagan. You know, other than Chuck Knapp and a couple other guys, those guys are all dead. And the sad story about Steve Hatley, he was a wonderful man. God, he was a great guy. He went down to work at WHBQ in Memphis, and he's there. This is before he got to KSTP. And he's walking in one day, and here comes Elvis Presley on his motorcycle. think I've told you this story before, but it's such a great story.
Yeah, sure.
Here comes Elvis Presley on his motorcycle, and Hatley's walking out. Elvis is getting off his motorcycle, and Steve goes, "Elvis, that's a beautiful motorcycle. Oh, you like it?" He goes, "Yeah, man, it's great." Gives him the keys. "It's yours. You can have it." Now, here's the worst part. Isn't that a great story?
That's a fun. That's an awesome story.
Let me tell you why it wasn't a great story. Okay. 6 months later, Steve Hatley got killed in a motorcycle accident.
You're kidding.
What the hell kind of world is this? You think about it. Elvis Presley gave me a motorcycle, and then I get killed in a motorcycle accident. Oh, isn't that an amazing story?
Yeah, like when, like what time, like was this the 70s?
Yeah, it was the 70s. Yeah.
Early 70s?
Early 70s. Oh, well, yeah, he was at HBQ in Memphis like in 69, I think, something like that.
Oh, my goodness.
But just
interesting.
Honest to God. I don't know. It's just one of those things that, on one hand, Elvis Presley gave me a motorcycle. On the other hand, I'm dead.
which is why I personally am terrified of motorcycles.
I'm there, right there with you. Because of that, I think, it's like, I have no interest.
I just don't see a good survival rate if you crash.
It's true. So
cars, I got stuff around me.
You know? Exactly.
I got metal.
Exactly right. They don't have seat belts on motorcycles, do they? That's how long it's been since I've been on a motorcycle.
No. And if they did, it wouldn't really help you.
Probably be a bad idea. Yeah, probably be just worse.
You'd be tied. Yeah. But I mean, yeah, they scare me, man. They scare me.
No question about it. So 3:10 today, Kansas City and the Twins.
Yep.
Twins should win at least two of the three games over the next 4 days, wouldn't you think?
Yes. Yes. In fact, I think that's now they opened with the same series a year ago and they swept, but I think what you just said is spot on. I think they should have won two out of three.
Two out of three would be good. Probably win the first one, got the day off, lose the second one, and win the third one, and let's move on.
Look at you. You got it all mapped out.
I am the biggest Twins fan ever born, even though somebody stole my hat and I can't wear it, and even though I have to stare at AJ with his Cubs hat on.
Well, and age back up because you got the, it looks like he's got jersey, look at that.
Got the jersey, look, baby.
Look at
I've
this.
I've got the Little League World Classic from 19. I was gifted to it a couple of years ago as like a Christmas present. And
nice.
It's a nice little, it's a rare jersey. I like it.
Got to ask you the question though.
Go ahead.
Did you listen to the Cubs game with Harry?
I was too young to get like the full Harry Carey experience.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
Harry's been dead since 98, Tom.
Has he really?
He died 98.
Years? So I would have had a year.
Oh my God!
You would have had 1 year. What was going on? No.
What were you born age?
97.
97. Oh my God! You're like my niece's age. I don't like to think of my coworkers being so young. I'm going to prefer to ignore that.
AJ, I'm sorry.
We can
you
do
missed
87.
It because
that makes you feel better.
As you listen to the games, we're going to have a great game today here at Wrigley Field. It's going to be by the time you get to the seventh inning. Then, though, sometimes I wish there was a guy on the and he'd listen, lose track of what the hell he was saying.
Oh,
he was
God,
so
yeah.
So hammered.
And then, like, Steve Stone would whisper
to
try and help him. And, like, you could hear Stoney would mute his mic, but Harry's mic wasn't muted, so... Like, you could hear Stoney whispering things, and then guys would come up, and by this time, if Harry was bored, he would spell their name. He would write their name backwards as he was broadcasting and then pronounce it.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. You know, Cubs backward is scub.
Yep. I think Grudge Lonick.
Because it was spuck is what it would be. He said spug, whatever he said, but it would be spuck.
He took a shot at, I think, Mark Grudzelonic's last name backwards. Grudzelonic.
Yep.
That's a hard one forwards. Yeah.
The guy downstairs. When you next time you see Gelfand, ask him what Harry said to him the last time he talked to him on the show. Because he was, "Hey, Harry, I got something." And he took a shot at Harry.
Mm-hmm.
Long pause. Barnard, control your monkeys. All right.
He was the greatest, man.
Oh, he was the greatest of all. But that's baseball. See, that is one of the reasons I love that game so much because of the great people we had. I mean, it was just the stadium announcer back at the Twin Stadium back in the day, one of the great guys. Did you ever get to know him?
Bob Casey?
Bob Casey.
I came across him a couple times. Not not Will, but I mean, he was a character.
I would be in the subway, in the Skyway system in downtown Minneapolis, and from two blocks away, I'd hear, Barnard! I could, like, see him in the U-shaped deal, but he was, like, a block and a half away from me, and I could still hear him.
And the Metrodome made him famous because, one, like, Puckett came up, and the great Puckett call, you know, Kirby Puckett. But, like, the no-smoking thing, which I think they played at Target Field for, like, the first 3 years.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
Like, at the Met, he was upstairs, I think, in the press box, and he was popular. But, I mean, the Metrodome, he absolutely took off.
He was
That voice would boom throughout the, you know, because of the roof on it. That thing would hit off the roof at his voice. And then he'd sit right behind home plate in that deal that they set up for him with, like, some type of glass, non-breakable glass panel. And guys would foul the ball straight back. He would jump. You'd see Casey jumping, and it would all be on TV because you could see the shot.
It is baseball season. It starts today. I'm very excited. Look, I like other sports, but baseball is the king of sports for me. I just love baseball. And we will talk to you again. Well, I won't talk to you next week. I'm not going to be around, but I'll talk to you in about 10 days or 11 days or something.
Awesome. Don't let the Twins drive you crazy.
Barnard, control your Twins. All right, Pally, thank you, sir. We shall take a break, be right back. Chris Eggert will be there. Well, I'm not going to talk news with him. We'll still talk Twins baseball. That's all I'm saying. When you go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours, too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market, the economy, and he knows how to plan for your retirement. You don't put it off another day. Not a good idea. Do not put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation, 48-minute evaluation. You have got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future like I do. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. Tom Barnard, your boy here, is a paid endorser.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The past several years have been the craziest in the history of the car business. The pandemic, supply chain and chip issues, all causing extreme inventory shortages that led to, well, predatory pricing. Some dealers charge thousands of dollars over MSRP.
We never played that game. I'm Jim Paul of Valley Buick GMC. We knew that would leave a bad taste in a customer's mouth. More importantly, from an integrity standpoint, it was just wrong.
So what about the current market? You know, inventory and pricing.
Valley has their best inventory in years. Really all the Buick and GMC models. Even the previously hard-to-find Yukons, HD pickups, and Hummer EVs. Plenty of deep discounts. Many with factory rebates and low-interest financing.
Then it's a good time to buy?
It's a great time. We're welcoming our previous customers back, as well as anyone else that felt the treatment just didn't feel right the last time somewhere else.
Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley and Hastings or valleycardealers.com. Car buying without the bad aftertaste.
Let's take a second to talk about My Bank, North American Banking Company. You've heard me talking about them for a long time now. When they opened in 1998, they made a promise to deliver a better banking experience for their customers where you know your banker. And they know you. Well, a lot has changed since 1998. This commitment to being a true community bank in the Twin Cities has not. So if you're looking for a better banking experience, why not bank with my bankers at North American Banking Company? Go to nabankco.com or stop by any one of their 6 Twin Cities locations. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the Tom Barnard Podcast.
Channel 5's Chris Eggert, brought to you by Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. Call Josh today for your free 48-minute evaluation at 952-925-5608. No news today. We're talking baseball, Buster.
That's fine. I could listen to Harry Carey stories all morning.
You know, there were so many great ones. It was unbelievable. He was, but honest to God, when you listen to Cubs games or the White Sox before that, you could tell what inning it was by Harry's enunciation.
Yeah.
And pronunciation.
Or lack thereof.
Or lack thereof. The game started like, hey, we're here again. Having a great, it's unbelievable. It's going to be a wonderful game. Seventh inning. You know, the guy downstairs. It's like, Harry, are you boozed up? Is that what this is all about?
Yeah, one could think. For me, it's Herb Carneal, man.
Oh, I loved him.
His voice, and yep. It just reminds me of summer, and it reminds me of baseball, and it reminds me of our World Series teams, just what a great time.
Baseball is, I suppose maybe the reason for that is the baseball is played in the summer, whereas, football starts in the summer but ends in the dead of winter. Basketball is always played in the dead of winter. And those were the major sports. I didn't know much about hockey. I mean, I do now since I got to know several players, really decent people. Hockey players in general, very nice people. But, yeah, baseball is that summer game, man. You started talking about it in February, even though it's freezing and it's snowing like a sumbitch back when I was a kid. You knew that just a short 6 weeks away, weather's not going to be much better, be a little better, but at least the Twins would be playing, man. It was wonderful.
Yeah, it's definitely a nostalgia thing. I honestly couldn't name five players on this year's Twins roster, but you know what? If they're relevant again this year.
Yeah.
I mean, they really, it was nice to have them, do something at the end of the season last year and kind of get the fan base energized again. And
I'm not going to argue one point you just made because I agree with you 100%. It's just baseball is such a great sport anyway. I mean, the Twins and the Vikings came in the same year, correct? We already had, the Minneapolis Lakers here until they moved. To Los Angeles became the. I still don't understand the L.A. Lakers.
Yeah,
there aren't
weird,
any lakes in L.A.
Yeah, I know it's so weird.
It's like what the Lakers?
Is there a lake in? Or, I'm sure there are lakes there,
somewhere.
But
I don't know about lakes.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't either. But yeah, the Twins come along in the summer and start playing in Minnesota. I think the Twins and Vikings both started in what 60-61, didn't they? I think.
Yeah, the Vikings for sure started in 61.
Yeah, Twins. So it must have been both.
Twins also were 61, yeah.
61-61. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. We lose our basketball team, which won about 95 NBA championships. And then, of course, by the time I'm old enough to know, they were gone. Thanks. Thanks a lot, Bob.
Well, you know what? Maybe your Minnesota Timberwolves. Maybe Carl Anthony Towns will get that knee situation fixed. I mean, Tevin... from having some athletic experience, I think it's like going to be impossible for him to come back and play after 4 weeks. But
yeah, well, especially then in like a playoff situation where everything he's losing out on his cardio, and so it's going to be tough. But I mean, even if we can get him out there at 80%, I think that'll help out a lot.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true.
We got to get her going. There's no question about it. You going to the Twins game when they get back to town?
I think we're going to do the show out there actually that morning.
Are you really? That's wonderful.
So, well, we're trying to. It's in its infancy right now, but we're trying to get out there and do the show, which will mean I'll be here doing my news appearance from Target Field. So,
all right, big shot. Well, I know you got to get on the news right now, but ladies and gentlemen, here's Chris Egret with the news. What do you think? I'll do an open for you. It'll be. I've done enough openings for you over the years anyway.
That's true.
Voiceover at Channel 5 for about four different times, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, my preference is your voice, but you know what?
I don't know. Whatever.
I don't get a say in a lot of things, Tom. I don't know if you know this.
Really? Is that true? I didn't realize you don't get any say.
Yeah, they don't they don't pull the news anchors aside and ask them their opinions on a lot of things. So.
God, I'm doing that female anchor thing on the family show. We've had
all
the great, but I cannot find Cindy Bricado. Cindy's an old friend of mine.
You
tell me she moved to LA or something.
That's a good question. I don't know if I'm Facebook friends with her or not, because she was done anchoring here. But when I first started here, she was doing that like Sunday morning, like Twin Cities Business Journal program or something. Yep. And she was super nice to me, like went out of her way to be nice, which, you know, that to me said a lot. She didn't know me from Adam. And let me snoop around a little bit. Maybe I can see.
Yeah, I got to track her down. Kathy Werzer, I'm still, she won't commit yet because I think, you know, can you imagine working at PBS and being attached to Tom Bernard? Boy, there's a combo for you.
Well, I think she's on the air right now. You know, she's on the air in the afternoon too, but.
I don't care at all. Quit. All right, we'll talk to you. We'll talk to you tomorrow, sir.
Have a good rest of your day.
Channel 5's Chris Eggert brought to you by Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. Call Josh today for your free 48-minute evaluation at 952-925-5608. We shall take a break. Be right back. Very special guest Tony Curran up next right after this. Don't miss out on the 66th annual GSTA Rod and Custom Spectacular Car Show. It's happening on April 6th and 7th at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds Coliseum, presented by Brainerd International Raceway. Enjoy the area's finest hot rods, custom street machines, and motorcycles that'll be on display around the Coliseum. You'll be able to see cars from the original Ford drag team up close. Any kids that attend can get a free Hot Wheels car, baby, while supplies last. You can find discount tickets and more information available online at gstarod-custom.com. Don't forget about the free parking, too. Go to gstarod-custom.com. March means it's springtime, and that means spring cleaning, and your carpets and air ducts are the first item on my list. Your carpet and ducts are your biggest air filters in your home, and you could be breathing in nasty dust, dander, and bacteria. Zero Res's platinum-rated cleaning systems and environmentally friendly ZR water to the rescue with these limited-time offers. Three rooms of carpet cleaned starting at just $129 off $40 savings, $75 off air duct cleaning, and 20% off all upholstery cleaning. Zero Res has over 17,000 reviews with an average 4.9 star rating, so their Gotta Love It guarantee ensures your spring cleaning will leave your home looking and smelling how it should. Call 952-ZEROREZ or visit ZeroResMinnesota.com to schedule your spring cleaning offer today, and be sure to ask for the Tom Bernard special. Zero Res. Spell it forward or backward, it spells the same. Schedule your appointment today and beat the spring cleaning rush.
Is that text you're sending so important that you missed your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the Bradshaw and Bryant.
Have you enjoyed Minnesota's non-winter this year? Want to enjoy the warmth whenever you want? Two Minnesotans can help you live that dream. Matt Carlson from Realty One Group Destination Key West grew up in Litchfield, Minnesota, started out helping his friends find homes locally and in Florida, and now he can help you. If you've considered living in the warmth of Florida, now is the time to reach out to your new friend in realty, Matt Carlson. It's a buyer's market now, and your Minnesotan friend Matt can help you with a new home here or in the Florida Keys. And if you need some guidance with financing, Kristen Eklund from Coast to Coast Mortgage can help. Kristen is Matt's preferred lender, can finance anywhere in Florida, and like Matt is one of us, as she hails from the Sartell-Alexandria area. So, if you're looking at a new home in Minnesota, or maybe that second home or retirement place in Florida, trust your new local friends, contact Matt and Kristen. Visit onekeywest.com. That's onekeywest.com, or call Matt at 612-791-2345, 612-791-2345, and work with local professionals you can trust.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Curran, ready to go?
He sure is.
Yeah, Tony Curran, ladies and gentlemen. How you doing, Tony?
I'm good. How you doing, Tom?
Marvelous. I got a great story for you about Scotland, man. You want me to do it first or at the end of the interview?
I don't know. Why don't you hit me right now?
I'll hit you right now, Tony. Here we go. By the way, Tony Curran, starring opposite of Julianne Moore in Mary and George, premiering on Stars on April 5th. We'll get back to that in a second. Very quickly, I got to tell you, though, because I used to take once a year, Nick Cook and his lovely wife and Catherine, my lovely wife, and I, the four of us would go to Scotland and play golf, whether it was at Turnberry. We all over Scotland. We went everywhere. But the one thing I loved about it, Tony, is the fact that in certain parts of Scotland, the people could not say the name Nick Cook. So everywhere we went and played golf, he'd hit a real, because he was a really good golfer. He was a terrific golfer. And his caddy would look at the other caddy, my caddy, and go, "It was a great shot by Knock Cook." He'd call him Knock Cook. I will carry that with me forever, Tony. I loved it.
Oh, mate. Tom, listen, I brought my sticks over. I'm shooting the prequel to Outlander right now. I had a nice little round of Bestwick a few weeks ago. So, hail, rain, snow, whatever it is, that's good. Yeah, some of the Scottish pronunciations of names can be inexplicable, really.
Tony, one more thing about going, because I love Scotland. I mean, first of all, I love Europe anyway, but I love Scotland. It's one of my favorite places to go. But I'm a pretty big guy. I was a weightlifter back in the day. So every bar I go to in Scotland, and it was in a very friendly way, Tony, these guys would come up and go, "Hey, you want to wrestle?" Everybody wanted to wrestle me. It was wonderful.
That's great. You know, that's a term of endearment over there, Tom.
It is.
And sometimes they might even keep their clothes on. Certainly, Tom, I don't know, if you see Mary and George, there's quite a lot of semi-clad men and women wrestling around. So if you like a bit of physical contact, you may like Mary and George. It's funny that you mentioned, I had the great pleasure many years ago to work with Robin Williams, God bless
him. Sure.
And it was a Bill Forsyth film called Being Human, and it was just, he's such an inspiration to me, and it was very sad what happened to him. Anyway, as I'm sure you've seen on YouTube, his take on golf is the most hilarious video you'll ever see. I'm not sure have you ever seen that, when he talks about golf, and you know it's a stroke. They call it a stroke because you're hitting with the tire iron so bloody much you're going to fall over and have a bloody heart attack. Anyway, I love the game. I've been to Bay Hill many years ago. I met the King. I met Arnold Palmer, and I was at St. Andrews recently when, God bless him, Zach Johnson won. I love it. It's a good walk spoiled, as someone once said. But I don't know. I love it. You know. But I'm so happy you like Scotland. That's great.
Oh, Scotland. I don't just like it, Tony. I love Scotland. I love the people. They're very, very friendly. They do want to wrestle. They do. And if you don't have a drink with them, it's like, what the hell is wrong with you? You know, I just love them.
There's something wrong with you, you know. It's an insult to my culture. I don't drink. I've stopped drinking. Ah, oh, you're drinking with me tonight. Let's have a wrestle. No, I'm sure it's...
Tony, it's great.
Nick Cook had a good time. Oh, bless. That's funny.
Yeah, Knock Cook. Great shot, Knock Cook. I loved it. Tony Curran with us, ladies and gentlemen, the historical timepiece, Mary and George. Oh, my God, Tony Curran gets to play King James the First. Pardon me, Tony, you're a king now.
Yes, and His Majesty, Tom, if you wouldn't mind addressing me by that, that would be more suitable. No, I don't think King James has quite gone to my head. You know, a little-known fact, which I was posting yesterday on social media, but yesterday was the 27th of March, and the 27th of March was the anniversary, 399 years ago to the day, ooh, when King James VI of Scotland, first of England, actually died. Yeah, he was born in Edinburgh in 1566, and he passed away the 27th of March, 1625, 58 years old. So he was on the British throne. He'd been on the Scottish throne after Mary, Queen of Scots, was, you know, Queen Elizabeth executed his mother, And then when he was in his 30s, he did a 22-year reign, 1603 to 1625, the Jacobean reign of the British throne. So, yeah, it's quite a, you know, Jamestown, Virginia, the King James, the first British settlement. Was named after him, the King James Bible. Yeah, it was quite an incredible short period in history, which a lot of... It's interesting, Julianne Moore, bless her, was on Jimmy Kimmel last week, and she was like, you know, I didn't really know much about it, you know, that short period of time, Jacobean time. And when I arrived in the UK, I realized they didn't know much about it either.
Right, right.
So, because it's such a little-known time, whether because... we've talked about it. He was Scottish. There was anti-Scottish sentiment. He also wasn't a warring king, Tom. He called himself Rex Pacificus, which means in Latin, great king of peace. He brokered peace with France and Spain, which Queen Elizabeth did not do. There was lots of wars happening at that time. And also, he was Scottish. He was queer, and he was an anti-war king. So historically, that, you know, those three elements from an English perspective maybe were like kind of you know, somewhat brushed under the rug and, well, let's keep this quiet, you know. Obviously there was the gunpowder plot in 1605, which they tried to assassinate King James, Guy Fawkes. And if you've seen the film V for Vendetta, they sort of touch on that movie where they all wear the masks, and it's basically about you know, trying to assassinate King James. Yeah, so it's quite a compelling period of history that we haven't heard much about, and the extraordinary ascension and rise through the British Royal Society of Royal Court of Mary Villiers as well, which Julianne plays, and her son King George Villiers, which is also equally as compelling. Yeah,
sounds like a magnificent story. One thing I do have to insist, though. The next time I talk to you, either, you know, on the show, or I run into you, or we see each other on the street or wherever, I do have to insist, because I'm looking at the one sheet here that talks about you, and I'm looking down, and there's my buddy, Tony Kern, wearing a crown. Pardon me, Tony.
Yes. There was a few, I actually had to sword fence in one of the scenes with my crown on. the third episode, and that costume, all beautiful costumes, these incredible costumes that were made by these incredible seamstresses, hundreds of costumes, bespoke outfits. She says Annie Simmons, our incredible costume designer, her head of costume, she was like, Tony, can you just be careful not to drop the crown? And I'm like, I'm inebriated, I'm a little bit. He's a bit of a maniacal king. I'm sword fencing with these violin and viola bows, and I think there was moments where my crown did fall off my head, you know. And yeah, it's quite the outfit. If you've seen some of their costumes, it's incredible. Some of the outfits are it's a beautiful period in time for the fashion, Tom, you know.
Oh, there's no question. Well, and you cut quite a fine figure in the crown and the king outfit too. You cut a good figure,
thank
Tony.
You. You know, it's funny. I work out with an old friend of mine, Tony Horton. He used to do this thing that I used to train called P90X.
Sure.
A movie years ago. Yeah. Antonio Banderas and Omar Sharif, called The 13th Warrior. It was a John McTiernan film. Me and Tony met them. But just before I started shooting Mary and George, I'm not saying, Tom, I look like Magic Mike or anything. But, you know, for a man of my years, I try to keep fit. But I stopped working out. And basically, you know, not to get a little tubby, but I didn't want to look cut as a sort of, you know, 16th century king or queen. So, and during one of the scenes, which was, you know, with five other men, bit of an orgy scene, I'm blindfolded and I walk into the scene. And just before we do the take, I pull up my blindfold and we go, we're rolling, and everybody drops the robe, and there's all these naked men. And I look at them, albeit they're a little younger than me, I look at them, and they all look freaking amazing. They're like cut and beautiful and handsome. And I'm like this tubby fat ginger king, you know? And I'm like, great, okay. Thanks, guys.
Tony,
But it's an eye-opener when five other men drop their robes and you start shooting. It's like, okay, we're in it to win it now, kids. Here we go.
Tony, I'll send you an airline ticket. You got to fly into town someday and do like a week of shows with us. There's no question.
Are you in Minneapolis, Tom? Is that where you are? Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yep. In Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Yeah,
no question.
I'd love to. Maybe we'll play some golf one day. You know, that would be on the bucket list, my man. I'd love to do that. Yeah.
Okay, very quickly, I know you got to go, but I'm playing golf in Scotland one time, and I'm playing pretty well, but I've had a couple of, it's back when I used to drink, I've had a few, well, more than a few, actually, Tony, and I hit a shot, and I didn't get all the way through it, so I kind of shanked it a little bit, and I said, man, that's going to be hard to find, and he goes, no, don't worry about it, I know right where it is, it's in the caravan park. It's like, okay, apparently hit it in the trailer house.
Right, a trailer park. I'm sure your daddy was used to that. That's funny. I could tell you a quick one. I was playing, if you don't mind, I was playing with Sean Connery years ago, Sean Connery's last film.
Sure.
If I do use some vernacular here, you can bleep it out. Is that okay?
So, whatever you need to do, Tony.
We play nine holes, a place called Karlstein, just outside Prague. We play nine holes. It's raining. We go in. I'm on the phone to a friend of mine in Inverness, and then Connery looks over at me. He called me boy. Hey, boy.
Yeah.
Who are you talking to? And I say, oh, Sean, I'm talking to my friend Alistair in Inverness. And he goes, oh, yeah? Well, you can tell Alistair you're a better fucking actor than you are a golfer. So I don't think that's changed. I'm quite happy being a better actor than a golfer, you know, 12 handicap, you know, it goes up, down. But, it was a great time working with Big Tom, as we call him in Scotland, old Connery. Yeah.
No question about it. And ladies and gentlemen, if you ever get a chance to go to, well, you're not going to be able to see this anymore because he's not around. But the first time I ever played at Turnberry, I'm walking up that long staircase up to the building. And as I'm walking up, you know, the helicopter pad just to the left there as you're walking in the front door? A helicopter lands on the pad, and getting out of the helicopter would be Sean Connery and about three other very, very famous actors. I'm like, yeah, I guess I'm in the right place. They just go, hey, how you doing? Just walked in. It was unbelievable. I mean, so many famous people fly around Scotland in helicopters and play golf. It's magnificent.
Yeah, no, I'd like to do that, Tom. Hook me up.
Okay, you and I will go on a helicopter tour. We'll get, we can't get Jack Nicholson, who was with Sean Connery that day, but we can't get him anymore. We can't get Sean anymore. So, Tony, you and I have to do it.
That sounds good. Well, Sean Connery and the Golden Bear—that's quite that'd make up a good foursome. Who would your perfect foursome be, Tom? Maybe we should share that one day.
One day we'll talk. You know what? Now you're going to have to call in because we got to talk about that. Yeah, we'll set up the Tony Curran segment every week. It'll be phenomenal.
Yeah, exactly. We can talk about golf and helicopters and I've got a few other fun stories in my. In my back catalog, Tom, you know?
Tony, you're always welcome. Anytime you want to come on, I'm here for you, pal. All right?
Oh, man, that sounds great, man. It sounds great. I love that you love Scotland, Tom, and it's been great chatting to you, my friend.
Oh, well, thank you, Tony. I hope we talk soon, sir.
I hope so, too, man.
Bye. What a great
guy.
Take care.
All the best, Tom. Good luck.
All the best to you, Tony.
God bless.
See, now that is what you're, and I'm not kidding you. I'm not, because I've been to Scotland many, many times back when I was younger, going to play golf. And that's how people are in Scotland. Let's have a drink. I'll tell you some stories. We'll tell some jokes. I'll take my pants off. You know, if you've never done it, you have to do it before you die, because Tony Curran is a perfect example of how Scots treat you. They're funny. They're interesting. They have great stories. Mm-hmm. Again, Tony Curran starring opposite Julianne Moore and Marion George, premiering on Starz April 5th. The historical timepiece follows Countess of Buckingham, which would be Julianne Moore, who molded her son to seduce King James, played by Tony, and become his all-powerful lover. What do you think of that?
That must be the scene he was talking about with the five guys just dropping trousers.
Maybe.
What, in the middle of a bathhouse?
There was a lot going on in that interview.
I didn't tell Tony this part, but I got and I won't use the word like he did. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to edit that out there. I mean, if you have to edit it out,
it's a podcast. We're all set.
But it is a podcast. I take the kids. We're at Turnberry. There's about Garvan, Scotland is about 20-minute drive. I took the kids, maybe not even that, probably 10 minutes. I take them down to there. So there's a children's park, you know, with like merry-go-rounds and all that stuff in it. And as I'm walking in, I got my son, my daughter, Andy's like 9, Alex is 7. As I'm walking up, there's a Scotsman who's about 5'2". He's smoking a cigarette and he's got his hands like, he's like, got his arm like that. And he's smoking his cigarette and he's staring at me and staring at me and staring at me. Because obviously I'm the prick who's bringing my kids to the park, which forces his kids to you know, bring him to the park. So he's at the park because of assholes like me. That's what he's got on his face, right? Mm-hmm. So as I'm walking by, I figured I'd embrace him because, you know, he's just scowling at me, smoking his cigarette, scowling at me. And I go, "How you doing today, sir?" And he goes, "None of your fucking business." Oh, well, pardon me. I'll move forward from here. What do you say? We do have to take a break. We'll be right back. Matt and Kristen from Sotheby's will join us right after this. When you go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours, too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market and the economy, and he knows how to plan for your retirement. Don't put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You've got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. Tom Bernard is a paid endorser.
Hi, guys. It's Chris Eggert from Channel 5 Morning News, along with my friends Megan Newquist and Ken Barlow. In the morning, we pride ourselves on sharing people's stories. I've been lucky enough to be part of this 5 Eyewitness News morning team for more than a decade now. This is where I've raised my kids, working alongside my friends for all these years. We're like a family, too.
We are family, Chris. Working with you and Ken and Hannah, it is such an honor to help folks start their day every morning on Channel 5. We get to catch people up on the news that's happening, and Hannah is here to keep an eye on the traffic around town.
And when it comes to weather, I know people rely on me to plan their day and get their family out the door. Over the last 10 years, there are so many memories and so many laughs. I just love sharing the forecast alongside you guys.
I feel the same way, Ken. To all you who start your day with us here on Channel 5, we think of you as family too. Thanks for turning on 5 Eyewitness News in the mornings.
Hello, I'm Brad Huckle, President and Chief Lending Officer at North American Banking Company.
And I'm Michael Bilski, CEO at North American Banking Company.
As a locally owned and operated community bank, we work with many multi-generational businesses.
Take Personal Care Dentistry of Roseville, for example. Dr. Walter Hunt, also known as Painless to me, has been a longtime customer of the bank since we opened the bank in 1998.
When his son Kyle was ready to join the practice, they wanted to expand quickly.
With their additional space and equipment, they now are able to see more patients each day while providing the same level of care and service.
Okay, guys, I'll take it from here. If you run a family business or any kind of business for that matter, you should be banking with Brad and Mike over at North American Banking Company. Every time I deal with them or their team, I know I'm working with experienced professional bankers. So why not bank with my banker? North American Banking Company, a better banking experience. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking at the screen. I see Tevin and I see AJ. I see Matt's wearing a nice yellow shirt. And then I see some big shot real estate person in some national magazine or something. Yeah, I've seen her before someplace. Big shot.
Oh, yeah. Real big shot. Just doing my job.
It's nice
to be recognized for all your hard work, for sure. But I was actually in Minnesota, and my LinkedIn kept beeping. And I did an interview 4 or 5 months ago. And all of a sudden, I'm like, what is going on my LinkedIn? I never use it. I'm not looking for a job. And all of a sudden, a I go on LinkedIn and there's my face on the front cover of a magazine. I was like, what? What is that? Where did that come from? And then, Mortgage Maven. Isn't that funny?
There it is, Mortgage Maven. Mortgage Women, ladies and gentlemen. There's big. She got a big smile on her face. I'm looking at the cover right now.
Yeah.
Women must fight these. What is this all about? Women must fight these fallacies. So women, you're still battling guys in the mortgage business, huh?
Oh, you know, it can be a male-dominated industry. It just kind of depends what area, where you're at. When I go to some of the big mortgage conventions, it can be a guy's world. And I'm not one of those women, I'm a woman, hear me roar type thing. So I literally just go to work and do my job. But I've been doing it for 27 years. And so it's nice to be recognized for sure. And, you know, I'm in a unique area. So everyone loves my story because I owned my own mortgage company in Minnesota for 13 years. And then I moved down to the Florida Keys, not knowing one person, and had to start all over again at the age of 47. And everyone's like, you know, I closed almost $100 million. So everyone's wondering, how did you do that in a transient? If you're good at your job and you have a lot of connections, you can easily do that in Minneapolis, Los Angeles, California, Chicago, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I'm on a little island with 25,000 people, with transient people coming in and out every single day. And, you know, I knew I had to be a part of our local community. And that's what I did. And, just all my connections through Minnesota, owning my own mortgage company, going to Sartell High School, going to St. Cloud State, having connections in Minnesota and, you know, thousands of clients back there. The reason why I did your show with Matt was just so we have that connection so we can help the Minnesota people buying homes in Florida, because there's a lot to navigate through insurances and what area. Everyone always asks me, what area should we go to? And that's why Matt and I did this show. It wasn't to, apparently I made a mortgage company upset in Minnesota. So I know this got some attention because that mortgage company is advertising now down in the Florida Keys. So I heard you loud and clear. Got it. But you know, if you're not a part of the community down here, they're not going to use you. They want to be referred and used by locals. But that's why. So I want to thank you guys. It's been so much fun and being a part of this show. And I mean, being a part of your advertising, and you guys, it really helped. So I thank you for everything. And I'll let Big Yellow down there in the corner say something too.
Big Yellow. How you doing, Big Yellow?
I'm doing well, thanks. Enjoying my time up here in Minnesota. It was time to cool down. I came up here a couple nights ago, heading back to Florida tomorrow. And
oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah, I go back and forth 3 times a month, I would say. You know, I'm there more in the wintertime when it's nicer to be there. I'm more here in the summertime when it's nicer to be here. It works out perfectly, honestly.
No, I could see that. Do you come back to Minnesota for a few weeks? I know some people come back, particularly for July, August, September, and October. People love to come back for those 4 months.
I go back and forth constantly year round.
Oh, do you really?
I get bored easily. I like to sit in airplanes, I guess, or something like that. So yeah. It's kind of interesting, you know, trying to keep these two businesses going. I wasn't really sure how it was going to go, and it's constantly like fine tuning it because of geographically being in two different places. Mm-hmm. It's completely different. The markets are completely different. Kristen and I have different situations. You know, me being a realtor, there's like 600 realtors in Key West or something like that for 600 transactions. I mean, it's like, it's hard to, unless you're like a third or fourth generation conk, as they call them down there, like from there and have deep roots. You have to find a niche way to get into that market, which is kind of why, you know, like I think I met Kristen, like I don't even know when we met or something, but at a bar, more than likely.
No,
it was probably late at night, even. I don't even know, but it was a long time ago. Trying to take this avenue of helping Minnesotans get down there or help them up here, you know, the market down there ends, kind of starts to slow down this time of year whenever we're ramping up here. You know,
yeah, so true.
To me, it's kind of a year-round, keep me busy.
So I got it. Was it Sloppy Joe's? Was that the bar?
I don't think
so. No, I think
it was. You don't go there?
I do. Yeah. I was just there.
Kristen does. It's a very, very famous bar. Is that one of the reasons you kind of shy away from it a bit, Matt? Because everybody who comes to Key West has to go to Sloppy Joe's and see where the big man sat, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know many locals besides Kristen that go there pretty regularly. But
Matt, man, and you meet people.
They do.
I tell them this all the time. Bring your cards and go to Sloppy Joe's because that's where all the tourists are. And if they're going to buy a house, start ripping out your cards, Matt.
Well, all right.
He doesn't listen to me all the time.
No, I just won't to you, Kristen. Just won't listen. I don't know why, but you know. So Matt, I heard you're hanging out with Andy today for a while. Is that correct? My son Andy and you are going to get together.
Yep, that's correct. I think noon today over in Edina.
There you go. That'll be fun. Andy, I'll look forward to that. And so, I'm glad Matt you brought this up. That winter's huge in Key West. Summers are huge in Minnesota. And it does make sense. Obviously, people probably don't want to go out in 85 feet of snow to buy a house and you know that kind of thing. But so it is kind of nice that you guys can come and go if you wish. That it's great.
To me, it's perfect. I think I've said this on the show before, and I tell everybody this, but to me, it's like the best of both worlds. You know, I've lived here in downtown Minneapolis, which is where I'm at right now, for like 20 years, and it feels like home to me. Key West feels like home to me, too. I think I've kind of got it dialed in the way I'd like it to stay.
You know, we were just talking to Tony Kern from Scotland. He's a great actor. Got a new movie coming
hilarious.
Out.
Hilarious.
He's a wonderful guy. And I tell you what, I love Scotland, but I love Key West. It just, you know, so many people, Key West. And if you're saying that, you've never been there. It's one of the most beautiful places you'll ever be, by the way. It's fun. There's so much to do. The food is great. The entertainment's great. I think people do not understand who've never been to Key West. You don't know what you're missing. It's a great place.
Well, so many people, and when they come down, they say, this is your life? This is what you do every night? No, I'm not at Sloppy Joe's every night. You know, it's like, I have the best of both worlds. I have the quiet, relaxed world up at, you know, my house. I go on the ocean. We go to sandbars. We go fishing, you know, for a sunset cruise. And if I want to go have fun, you know, I'm 15 minutes away from Key West. I go have my fun. I come home. You know, there's always so much going on. There's so many, and I'm such a people person. So I love meeting people. We constantly have people. I have 6 of my friends coming down next week. So you know, it's like, I do have a rule now. I do not go out to eat anymore. I'll just meet you for drinks after, and that's it. Because, you know, someone gained a few pounds from eating and drinking too much down here. So, it is beautiful. It's absolutely, but the thing that I love the most, it's so relaxed. Everyone's friendly. It's nice. It's the Caribbean in the, in the United States. It really, really is. The temperatures are great. Yeah, we might have a hurricane here and there, but, you know, we recover, so I'm not scared.
Now, Matt, you're in Minneapolis tonight, but you're going back, what'd you say, Sunday or tomorrow? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
You are going back tomorrow. Yep. So, like, what plans do you have? And you don't have to give the full reveal exactly where you're going to be, but do you have special spots when you go back home that you go to?
Actually, when I come up here, I tend to like hide out in my condo.
Oh, do you really?
Most of the time, because in Key West, you spend so much time out doing stuff. I can get a lot more done here, to be honest with you.
I suppose that is probably true.
Yeah.
Have you guys kind of set a precedent, you think? Because it makes sense to me to do what you guys do, to be a real estate agent and stay in one place that used to be how it was, and maybe the larger part of it still is. But a lot of real estate people I know do move around. You know, whether they go to New York City or they go to Chicago or they go to Key West like you guys do, that's pretty common now, isn't it?
I think it is. It's so much easier to do it now than it used to be with technology. Yeah. You know, I'm kind of spread out, like with the entire Twin Cities and then the Keys and stuff like that. But I partner with people that are the experts in each of these communities. Like if there's some opportunity that I'm coming into and I don't feel like I completely know it perfectly, you know, especially up here in Minnesota, we have such a wide range of agents here covering different parts of the metro that I tap into regularly. You know, I got downtown covered really well. I've got the West Metro, all that covered really well, except work out of our YZ office, our Edina office, now our North Louvre office. you know, anything's possible. It's more exciting to me. You know, you can help people up here for down there and back and forth. And it's been a good way for me to expand my network, honestly.
I know you guys got to go, but I got to close with this one. It's so great because Kristen and Matt and I have been talking for about 4 months about getting together for dinner, but somebody's always out of town, always whatever. We've been trying to get together for like 4 months now, and it hasn't happened yet.
I know.
It's always Matt. It's not me. He likes the airplanes.
Oh, it's me. Matt's fault. Yeah, it's all Matt's fault.
Yeah, well, we'll get it done.
But there's a place, Abbondanza, down in Key West. It's an Italian restaurant that I just love. The people are great, great food, all the rest of it. I got to get down there because I have not been to Key West in a couple of years now, and I got to get back down there. So, Matt, when you get back down, maybe I'll hang out until June so we can hook up together.
Make it happen.
We'll make it happen. Well, thank you both so much.
We'll take you guys out on the boat or whatever you want to do. Go out to. Oh, my gosh. I just sounded like a Minnesotan boat. Did you hear that accent? Yeah, well, there.
Okay, Kristen, how do people reach out to you personally?
You can go to flkeysgirl.com. That'll take you into my loan application website, or simply just call me at 305-587-4403. That's Coast to Coast Mortgage. I'm down in the Florida Keys. I do lend all over Florida, and I still have my license in Minnesota for repeat and referrals, and that's how you find me.
Magnificent. And Matt, going back and forth, but how do people find you?
Easiest way is onekeywest.com, or my phone number is really easy to remember, 612-791-2345 from back in the days when you could pick out your own phone number. But pretty onekeywest.com is kind of my landing page.
Yeah, no question about it. So, Matt, any ideas where you'll be going to dinner tonight, your last night in town?
Probably something from Costco.
Hey, they got good food. They got good food. I got no problem with that.
Well, thank you both. It's amazing how we love each other so much.
Probably why you work together so well.
Yeah,
probably.
Right?
Probably what it is. We'll talk to you both soon. Thank you very much,
Thanks,
Kristen.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thank you. Bye, everybody. Bye.
We shall take a break. Be right back. Kristen Bird will join us right after this. Have you enjoyed Minnesota's non-winter this year? Want to enjoy the warmth whenever you want? Two Minnesotans can help you live that dream. Matt Carlson from Realty One Group Destination Key West grew up in Litchfield, Minnesota. Started out helping his friends find homes locally and in Florida. And now he can help you. If you've considered living in the warmth of Florida, now is the time to reach out to your new friend in Realty, Matt Carlson. It's a buyer's market now, and your Minnesotan friend Matt can help you with a new home here or in the Florida Keys. And if you need some guidance with financing, Kristen Eklund from Coast to Coast Mortgage can help. Kristen is Matt's preferred lender, can finance anywhere in Florida, and like Matt is one of us, as she hails from the Sartell, Alexandria area. So if you're looking at a new home in Minnesota, or maybe that second home or retirement place in Florida, trust your new local friends, contact Matt and Kristen. Visit onekeywest.com. That's onekeywest.com, or call Matt at 612-791-2345, 612-791-2345, and work with local professionals you can trust.
The past several years have been the craziest in the history of the car business. The pandemic, supply chain and chip issues, all causing extreme inventory shortages that led to, well, predatory pricing. Some dealers charge thousands of dollars over MSRP.
We never played that game. I'm Jim Paul of Valley Buick GMC. We knew that would leave a bad taste in a customer's mouth. More importantly, from an integrity standpoint, it was just wrong.
So what about the current market? You know, inventory and pricing.
Valley has their best inventory in years. Really all the Buick and GMC models. Even the previously hard-to-find Yukons, HD pickups, and Hummer EVs. Plenty of deep discounts. Many with factory rebates and low-interest financing.
Then it's a good time to buy?
It's a great time. We're welcoming our previous customers back, as well as anyone else that felt the treatment just didn't feel right the last time somewhere else.
Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley and Hastings, or valleycardealers.com. Car buying without the bad aftertaste.
The new Tom Bernard Show is proud to have partners like Bradshaw and Bryant, MyPillow, and North American Banking Company founder, chairman, and president, Mike Bilski.
I've advertised on Tom's show for years, and the reason is simple. My business is recognized because of the ads, and that recognition has created growth. What business doesn't want to grow? I highly recommend the Tom Bernard Morning Show for your advertising.
Grow results for your business by partnering with the Tom Bernard Show. Visit TomBernardShow.com, keyword partner. This is the Tom Bernard Podcast.
It's the Kristen Burt Podcast now. That's all I'm saying.
I've taken over the show.
She's taking it over, ladies and gentlemen. Kristen Burt, Entertainment News, brought to you by North American Banking Company. Go to nabankco.com to learn more. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, Kristen.
Look at AJ's little costume. It's so cute.
Got a costume. It's a costume.
I'm just wearing stuff for a team I like. What are you talking about?
It's a costume.
It's so
I agree.
Cute. It's like wearing something for Taylor Swift. Like, that's what it feels
yeah,
like.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I love it. You look, I like you in the little hat. It's so cute.
Very Paul. Somebody saying Paul hat's not cute. His hat's cute, but mine isn't.
I had
what
other
is
work
yours for?
St. Paul Saints.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that an actual, that's not an actual team, is it?
Yes.
I mean, like a Major League Baseball team?
Well, that's no,
triple
what, double A?
Triple A for the yeah. Twins, so right below the
it's
Twins.
It's triple A, okay.
Okay.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to just dump Kristen out because she blasted my hat and she made fun of AJ, so we just can't talk to her.
I actually think it's cute. I look, he's all like checked out.
It's like she wanted to pinch his cheeks. Oh, you little cute.
I had other work to go to today. I'm going to go home and take everything off and just curl up into a ball in bed.
No, it's like your Taylor Swift moment. It's your Eras tour. I love it.
I'm in my opening day era.
I love it.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. So, Kristen, what's the latest in your biz?
Oh, my goodness. There's been a lot going on this week.
Yeah.
I think following the Sean Diddy Combs story has been kind of one of the major stories. And kind of interesting, yesterday TMZ reported that he had sold off Revolt TV, where he had been a CEO. He stepped down from being a CEO last November, but sold off his shares. And I'm like, he knew that the feds were after him. He was tipped off. He's starting to make business moves where he's starting to liquidate. I have a feeling that he knew more things were coming down the pike.
So I have a question. Which is bigger, the LA airport or his house? Jesus, that house is big.
We don't have a very big airport, honestly. It's just
seven
sections. So I'm going to say his house.
I'm going to say his house is bigger than the airport. Yeah, it's a sizable unit. Let me put it that way. And the one in Miami's no smaller.
And remember, he's got one in the Hamptons. He's got a New York City apartment. And they trashed his house. Like, when the feds go through your house, they do not care about refolding your clothes or putting away the dishes.
Yeah, they showed a video of that on one of the networks. I don't know where it was, where I saw it. They pretty much trashed his house. They did.
Yeah. And I think what's very interesting, we're starting to see people who have either worked for him, been associated with him somehow, speak out saying, I know Tamika Ray, who had worked as one of his dancers, said, I knew not to get close to him. I knew not. I worked for him, didn't get near him, because she's like, I knew he was trouble. So I like I said, I'm like, I am dying to hear what Jennifer Lopez has to say about him, because she knows the stories, but we're never going to hear them from her.
God, how much dough is he worth?
Before all of this, probably a lot more than he's going to be worth after all of this.
Yes, that's what I understand. But, I mean, he wasn't like, it looks like he's a billionaire. All the stuff he's got.
Yeah, listed as $1 billion as of 2022.
Is that a celebrity net worth?
It's just according to fortune.com.
Okay.
That's
a good source.
This is from 2 days ago from pinkvilla.com. His reported net worth, as per celebrity net worth, is $800 million.
Well, okay. Only $200 million swing, one way or the other. So what's the difference? Yeah. $800 million. I'll take that. That's work. That works for me.
Yeah, I'm guessing the $200 million is like, you're paying off all the lawyers.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe it's
but
true.
I think this is going to be a pretty big legal case, and I don't think he's not the only one. I think that this is a bigger, is a bigger picture type of situation, and. You know, we never got the complete view of what Jeffrey Epstein's web of lies looked like. You know, maybe.
Right.
If Diddy is convicted, maybe we can get a better grasp on this, because sex trafficking is a huge problem.
So I'm glad you brought that up, because looking at what's going on with P. Diddy, the government dropped the ball on Jeffrey Epstein. He got away with murder, for God's sake.
Yeah.
I mean, just horrible things he was doing to people. And he got away with it because it seemed like nobody cared, including the Prince of England.
Yeah, Prince Andrew. You know what's interesting? Netflix has a movie coming up called Scoop. It's coming up, I want to say, next week, April 5th. So mark it on your calendars if you're interested in, like, the drama of Jeffrey Epstein and the royals. And this is just going to be another headache for King Charles, to be honest. But it's going to focus in on Prince Andrew's BBC interview that he did, where he tried to defend. There's a particular picture of him with his arm around a 17-year-old girl, the one who brought the civil suit against him for sexual abuse. And he settled that, although he never claimed any type of guilt. So that particular movie will be based around that. And after he did that interview, he had to step down from royal life because it was such a huge disaster. I'm trying to think who was in it. Gillian Anderson from X-Files, she's in it. So it's going to be really good. The actors in it are good.
Yeah. There you have it. It's just, God, the world feels weird right now. All this stuff's going on.
The energy is off. There's a lot of, like, weird, dark stuff. Even going to what happened with the Kate Middleton thing. I mean, it is tragic that she has cancer and, you know, everyone's wishing her well, but the way even it was handled and got out, the palace let the rumors spin out of control. That energy even just felt weird. People were like saying she's dead. She's not dead. She's alive and fighting cancer, but everything just feels a little bit off right now.
It does. And, you know, that's a good way to put it. Just everything. Do you think it's because everybody's got such an attitude? Well, the political climate is changing America right now. Hopefully it'll get back to where it was. But my God, the hatred is way over the top.
I just feel like there's a lot of darkness. And I think the other a story that's been in the news a lot, and we talked about it here about Quiet on the Set. I know a lot of your listeners watched it and gave me some feedback. You know, they sent me DMs. They are doing a follow-up episode. There will be another episode dropping April 7th because more people want to come forward and discuss their experiences. So this could be an ongoing series. Like, as things develop, they will drop another episode, kind of like what they did with the Hugh Hefner case when they looked at the dark side of the Playboy Mansion. And, you know, a lot of these things, like, we knew these were going on. It's been rumored. There's been whispers. And, you know, whether it's Diddy, whether it's Jeffrey Epstein, whether it's Nickelodeon, and, you know, darkness always finds the light eventually. And hopefully we can bring a lot more lightness to these situations.
I don't think I can watch that movie about the Nickelodeon thing. I know it's very quite present right now, but I don't think I could watch that.
The docuseries is tough. And I, you know, to me, it would be a trigger warning for anyone who might have experienced any type of sexual abuse, child abuse, even verbal. They talk a lot about verbal abuse with Dan Schneider. It's not an easy watch. And it's not one where you're like, let me just binge watch this. Honestly,
right.
You got to watch an episode, take a breath, walk away, come back to the next episode.
Seems like it. So any cheery news coming out of L.A.?
Here's the story that I was like, we have followed this one for a long time, too. Kevin Costner is reportedly trying to make his way back to Yellowstone again.
Oh,
like,
God.
What? And I just to update everyone, like, he wanted a ton of money. He wanted more say in the script. And Taylor Sheridan's like, it is my show. This was your comeback. Either come back for the back half of season 5 or that's it. And the reason with Kevin Costner not coming back for the back half of season 5, they couldn't do a season 6. So it ended the series. So his castmates are a little bit pissed at him. But now all of a sudden he's like, I want to end John Dutton's story the right way. And Taylor Sheridan reportedly is saying, I already wrote all of the episodes without you.
Yeah.
But he's really trying to make a comeback, which I think is so strange.
Didn't he just go through a really rough divorce or something during this?
He did. Christine Baumgartner was his wife. She allegedly might have perhaps been having an affair with one of his friends. And
One of his friends?
One of his friends and neighbors. Yeah. Like, there was a couple.
Person?
We don't. He's not famous, but it was a couple. You know, that couple you go out to dinner with a lot? It seems like Christine might have been enjoying some time with the husband of that neighbor.
Eek.
Yeah, and it she tried to challenge the prenup. I interviewed Kevin Costner's very famous lawyer. You've probably heard the name before, Laura Wasser. I interviewed her a couple months ago. And while obviously she cannot talk about the case, and this was kind of played out in the press, she did say, she goes, I don't recommend anyone play out a divorce case in the press. She's like, we never do it for my office, but it's usually the publicists that fight it out. And she's always like, we really try to stick to the prenup agreement because, she's like, oftentimes it doesn't work in your favor, and it didn't work in Christine Baumgartner's favor. She asked for something like $250,000 in child support. He was like, hey, I can give you like 70. And the judge, and she fought that. And she's like, let the judge rule on this. And the judge gave her like 46. So, you know, maybe don't gamble with things like that.
Yeah, so it basically costs her like $25,000 a year, or is it a one-time settlement?
That is monthly child support. Monthly.
Oh, of course. What am I saying? I said year. I meant monthly.
Yeah, you're absolutely monthly. Right. And they have three kids. They have three kids, and I'm sure it will go down because one of their kids is probably about 16, 17, so they're almost out of the house. So, you know, she'll still have two more kids, but it probably won't even be that 46 amount. He might go back and fight it to, you know, make it for a lesser amount, which is fair,
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm glad I was never involved in anything like that. That's got to be horrifying. God.
Yeah. And you know, I think he fought this particular divorce because his first divorce, he did not have a prenuptial agreement in place. And his first wife walked off with an absolute fortune. And remember, that was kind of at the height of his fame.
Yeah.
So she walked away with probably like $100 million.
$100 million. How long were they married?
They've been married for a significant amount of time at that point. So,
well, in Hollywood, that's 2 years.
No, over 10 for sure.
Over 10.
Over 10. But I'm going to say it was probably more in the 15 to 20 range at that point. And he has 7 kids, by the way. I don't think people realize that.
7
He's got
kids.
3 from his second wife, and he's got, I believe, 3 from his first wife. And then he had a relationship and had a child with her somewhere in between.
I'm going to do one North Minneapolis thing to you, so I'm going to ask you a question. But you got to answer it as Kevin Costner, the dad. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
How many kids do you have?
7?
What are you, Catholic? You always used to hear that. What are you, Catholic? Is that it?
It's true. My mom's from a family of 6. My husband, Bill is from a family of 7. So
I'm from a family of 7 myself. Yep. Nice Catholic boy.
All Catholic.
Keep having the kids. All right, we will talk to you tomorrow and wrap up the week.
Yeah, it'll be Friday. It'll be Good Friday.
It'll be Good Friday. That's exactly right. Thank you, young lady.
See you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, Kristen Bird, Entertainment News brought to you by North American Banking Company. Go to nabankco.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. That is going to do a hell of a show today. Had great guests on. Show just flew along. It flew by.
I'm going to need a few minutes to recover from getting made fun of by Kristen. But other than that, it was a fantastic show.
That's right. She went right after you, man. All right, fellas, we will talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, talk to you then.
Thanks. Bye.